closer.
I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
What a show it is indeed! It's our 100th podcast! It's going to be a really weird podcast. I can promise that, yeah. Crowd goes wild! And we do hope you enjoy the show. It's going to be the big 100 podcast. And we've got so many good things happening. It just boggles the mind. We, of course, have another Game Master segment. Can't leave out the Game Master when we're having our 100th podcast celebration. This is, of course, you guessed it, podcast number 100 for Saturday, August the 18th. Once again, on time. We're on a definite roll now. Yeah. So, get ready for fun and frivolity. In case you're wondering, frivolity is what you have when you're having fun. Yes. Anyway, we've got quite a show lined up for you. I've got some things that will probably astound you, probably amaze you, and definitely blow your mind. So, in order to get started along that line, we're going to play nearly every single geek culture segment we've ever played on the podcast. Well, okay, maybe not quite. And if we did play them all end to end, it would probably take several hours. So we're going to do a synopsis of them in no particular order, starting now. Gotta love that.
Well, I am Ninja, he is Ninja, she is Ninja too. I am Ninja, we are Ninja, but I believe that you are Ninja too.
Ask a Ninja.
Be a Ninja, baby.
I would call your attention to Title IX. It really is the Internet Consumer Bill of Rights.
Now, my lucky, my lucky, my lucky, my lucky, my lucky.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man does whatever.
Mowing my front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so wide and nerdy.
Think I'm just too wide and nerdy. Think I'm just too wide and nerdy. Can't you see I'm wide and nerdy? Look at me, I'm wide and nerdy.
I wanna mow away.
Cold, lonely soul, sweet release.
from my weary path. Always searching, one missing piece was you. And I beg you, come away with me.
We're doomed.
Where are the plans?
I hid the plans in this R2 unit.
Luke, it's time to learn about the Force. Chewie says you need a ride. This station is the ultimate power in the universe.
We were negotiating with the Pentagon. We had a blue screen of death. That was the last straw. When you're holding the moon for ransom, you value stability in an application. Linux gives us the power we need to crush those who oppose us.
This is the crime of the century. What was stolen? This is it. This way.
What happened?
Everything happened. I called you as soon as I could. I'm trying to get calm, but everything's gone. You want me to be calm? Is it possible it's an inside job? I mean, we're inside, bro. It's gotta be.
The internet. Your identity. It's not something that you just dump something on.
I'm the Macintosh man with the virus scan. Moving your files all across the land. Some Photoshop filters and After Dark. Get your Microsoft Office Express, your Quark.
You've got a headache. I've got some strange disease, don't worry about it. This pill will set your mind at ease. It's called Progenitorivox.
It's made. Hello, this is Linus Torvalds, and I pronounce Linux as Linux.
Solutions.
To American Idol. I'm your host, Ryan Seacrest. As the drama continues, who will go and who will stay? We're live and the guys are on deck and it's their turn tonight. With us as usual.
Are you Google-eyed with confusion over net neutrality? No wonder. It's all just clever mumbo.
I used to work at a help desk before I discovered my calling in comedy.
Old Steve B tore down the hall, stormed into the PM's meeting, saying, bless my soul, heads are starting to roll, someone here is going to take a big beating.
Thank you.
change my reality. Keep net neutrality. God save the internet.
Hey everyone, listen up your attention if you please. We want to give you a warning, cause I found out this morning about a dangerous, insidious computer virus. If you should get any mail with the subject stinky cheese.
It's a series of tubes! Yes, indeed, a series of very strange geek culture that we had lined up for you. We played several things multiple times there, but you get the idea. That's just pretty weird stuff. But I wanted to celebrate the 100th podcast by playing some of our favorite geek culture weirdness. And I also want to remind you,
this podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
TechPodcasts.com.
If it's tech,
it's here. Right here on Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon. And we've got a lot of stuff lined up for the podcast. Let me do mention, of course, that we are still sponsored by Cisco Systems. Go to my PC. Check that out. Go to the blog, drbill.cc, drbill.cc, for Computer Curmudgeon. Go right there, click on the link that you see in the side column on the right, and you've got Go to My PC for one full month that you can try it out. I guarantee you will just be amazed at the functionality in GoToMyPC. Also, if you scroll all the way to the bottom of the page, we still have our GoDaddy offer there. You can save 10% ordering a domain name from GoDaddy.com. Good things available through Dr. Bill. And I just cannot wait any longer. I was going to try to wait, but I can't. I've got to mention that we have an official 100th podcast commemorative mug available. Yes, indeed. And we are announcing today, officially, a new contest in honor of the 100th podcast. We're going to give away two of these official commemorative mugs. Two, count them, two. Two folks that enter the contest. Now, on the blog, under the Dr. Bill 100th podcast commemorative mug entry, you can click on Enter the Contest. Fill out that, submit it, and you'll be entered officially into the contest. We're going to be sending these out to you absolutely free. Two of them. Now, if you think to yourself, you know, man, I never win anything. I just don't know. Well, we also have the official Dr. Bill online store. You're going, what? Yes, the doctor has gone commercial. I have products available at cafepress.com. If you click on the link or go to cafepress.com, Dr. Bill Bailey, DrBillBailey, you will find the official Dr. Bill paraphernalia store. You too can have a Dr. Bill golf shirt, a Dr. Bill 100th podcast mug, a Dr. Bill trucker hat. You know you want one. And a Dr. Bill tote bag for toting your stuff. And it has my official little logo there and the header from the blog, of course. And it also has the URL, www.drbill.cc. It's just too cool for words. What can I say? All right. We're rolling right along here on the podcast. And, of course, we have another Game Master segment. So let's go right into the Game Master segment. And here it is, time for another Game Master segment. And this is a very special Game Master segment, being the 100th podcast. He's staring at me rather blankly. He's been doing Game Master segments since podcast number 80.
Means there's 20 of them for you like him that are math impaired.
Actually, there are less because you weren't on every single podcast.
Granted, close to 18, but still, we're rounding up.
Rounding. I like rounding. It's so very round.
Thank you, Monk.
Yes. Anyway, so you've got some stuff to talk about, as I understand.
True.
Does it have anything to do with bunnies?
What do you think?
Or chocolate?
Or
butterflies with jetpacks?
No.
Okay.
Ahem. It does, however, have most everything to do with Mega Man.
Mega Man!
Yes, thank you. We didn't need that at all.
Well, you know, it's kind of one of those random things I throw in every so often. Like papyrus.
Popsicles?
Orange.
Bacon. All right,
we like random.
Papyrus? Anyway.
Papyrus. It has such a flow to the word papyrus. It's alliterative.
What does that mean?
It's kind of a grainy, kind of heavy paper that they made back in Egypt.
Fun. Anyway.
They wrote on it with sticks.
Sticks, you say?
Yeah, dipped in stuff.
You're very descriptive.
Well, I don't know much about Egyptian stuff.
Moving on.
Okay.
Right.
I don't have a pen.
What?
You said to write, but I do not have a pen. I could get one.
Shoot him. I will shoot him.
I would not.
I will shoot him.
I would not. They would get you and drag you away for shooting your daddy.
Uh-huh. Anyway, they being...
You know, the phone cops.
Yes, thank you, Johnny Fever. Anyway.
Go for it. We're waiting.
I have been brought here to speak upon a matter of most important... Oh, wait, wrong message.
47 Mega Man ago.
Right. Anyway, I'm here to talk about the concept of Mega Man teams, which is about, I think, 10 years old. It was invented by a guy named Gary, who is now sadly dead.
Okay.
He apparently fell down some stairs. Broke his head or neck or something.
Okay. This sounds very odd.
The concept is odd, yes.
Okay.
Basically, you take this Mega Man game, right?
Uh-huh.
Usually, the most popular ones are from the original series, where they had robots instead of programs, and all did not revolve around the internet.
I see.
And you take the boss characters from the game,
mm-hmm.
and then you take on their personalities and powers and names and all that good stuff, and roleplay as them.
Sounds dangerous.
Roleplay, not real.
Life. Not real play?
Yeah.
Roleplay.
We're
so,
like, you know, forum stuff and all.
Forums!
Yes, forums and.
Like those things that people put on the internet that people fill up with spam.
Yes, those things.
Yeah, okay.
Quite Got a few it. Of my spam ridden forums were dedicated to Mega Man teams.
I don't like spam.
Me either.
Even the meat version.
I've never had it, but I assume it's very terrible.
It's yucky, yeah. With apologies to Hormel.
What?
They make spam.
Whatever.
The meat kind.
Great. I get it.
They may make the other kind, too, but I've never gotten an email from
Shoot
Hormel.
Him. Anyway. So, Gary Martin, the guy who thought up the idea, started the very first Mega Man team.
Yes.
Which was based on...
Mega Man.
Appropriately, the first Mega Man game.
I thought so.
It was called the Sinister Six, because there were six of them, and they were... Sort of, kind of sinister.
There was a Spider-Man comic book called
yes,
The Sinister.
Yes, I know that.
Yes, okay.
Anyway, Gary played Iceman, and he got a bunch of his other friends to play Gutsman, Electman, etc.
Not the Iceman from X-Men.
No. Although okay. They had several crossover comics where such things were confused.
Okay, well that would be odd.
Yep, they had Bobby Drake show up and challenge Iceman for the right to call themselves Iceman.
Oh, that would be cool.
They had the Sinister Six show up and try to challenge them on the name Sinister Six.
That's cool, too. I like that.
They had another team that was calling themselves the Sinister Six that was a total ripoff. They had... It's confusing. Go read
so
the
So it's comments. A ripoff of a ripoff of a ripoff.
There are quite a few of those in this universe. Anyway.
Uh-huh.
Then, later on, not sure how much later on, but anyway, a Mega Man 3 team formed. Mega Man 3, by the way, is one of my favorite Mega Man games, just so you know.
I see.
They were called the Mechanical Maniacs.
Okay.
And they are currently the most popular team in existence, as far as I know.
Because
the Sinister Six disbanded after Gary died. So,
okay.
That leaves the Maniacs.
Okay.
Anyway, they're led by a shadowy ninja named Gauntlet.
A shadowy ninja?
Yes. His robot master name is Shadow Man. Hence
oh,
the shadowy.
Shadow Ninja. Got it.
He's also a cheater.
Cheaters?
Yes, he cheats all the time.
Cheaters never win and winners never cheat.
I'm pretty sure that's quitting.
Quit. Yes. Anyway, it was
anyway,
a SIG file. I've seen lots of SIG files.
Yes, thank you for that.
I had a SIG file once that said insanity is merely a state of mind.
I'm not suffering from insanity. I'm enjoying it every day.
Okay.
That's another one. My arm's asleep. In any
insanity
event,
is inherited. You get it from your grandchildren. That's another
one. I hate time travel.
It's kind of one of those bumper sticker SIG file things.
Ow.
Although, I can imagine yours would just be orange.
No.
No?
No, mine usually lists various important things.
Like your height.
No. Like what Mega Man teams I'm on. Can we get back to
okay,
the subject?
Okay, back to the subject, yes.
Right.
Subject.
Anyway, you confuse me and make me lose track of subject.
Ahem. Okay. The guy died, the team folded, the forum was on... You like Mega Man 3.
Right.
Right.
I have been on several Mega Man teams that have all fallen through the ages.
Ages?
Years. Anyway.
He's only 14, about to be 15.
Yes,
actually,
years being 3
the
or 4. Or more.
30th of this
less.
Month.
Or hungry. What?
Birthday.
Yes, 30th.
Yes. We'll have to do something on the 30th.
Yay. Anyway. You do realize the 30th is a Thursday, right?
It's a Thursday. We won't be able to do anything on the 30th. We'll have to do it on the 25th.
You realize that's when I'm doing my birthday party, right?
He's doing his birthday party on the 25th. We'll have to not do it then either. At some strange point, we'll do something to celebrate his 15th.
Yeah. Moving on.
1 year before driver's licensing. Historically, one gets one's driver's license at 16.
I'm not sure it works that way anymore, but it might.
I know, but anyway. In my day it did. Back in my day!
Yeah,
yep.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Kamajian.
Yes, okay, go ahead.
Ahem. Ahem. Alright, you remember the Mega Man Battle Network games that I reviewed a couple episodes back?
Yes.
There are also teams based on them.
It's good.
I happen to run one of them.
Ooh. Only Game Master.
What?
Dot biz.
Used to, yes.
Used
now
to?
We're rebuilding.
The site.
Right.
Pretty true.
Much everyone left, so we're reformatting the whole thing.
Well, there you go. You also have a blog that you haven't blogged in yet.
Yeah, great.
Really?
I'm working on that, really.
If you go to GameMasters.biz, you'll find a blog with nothing in it. You could even at least put a hi there.
This is Eddie, your shipboard computer.
Or dude.
Bacon. Anyway.
Orange.
Mega Man Battle Network 2 team is
yes.
what I run.
Okay.
It is Aftermath.
I see. Ah, I've heard you talk about that.
Yes.
I didn't know it had anything to do with Mega Man, but anyway, go ahead.
We've split the team in half.
Uh-huh.
One side is good, one side is evil.
I see.
So that we have arch-villains to fight. See.
I was wondering about the term arch-villain. You never hear of toe-villains or heel-villains or even knee-villains. So why do you have an arch-villain? These are questions that
a
we ponder.
Did it.
Oh, Izzards. I'm down with that.
Anyway, I play an explosive master named Napalm Man.
You blow up?
No, I blow other stuff up.
Oh, cool. Jack would like that.
Yes, he would.
Okay.
Ahem. I'm also on the Mega Man Battle Network 4 team.
I see.
Which is the Dark Light Mercenaries. They are obviously... mercenaries.
And dark.
Somewhat. I play Search Man on that team.
So you're kind of Googling things constantly.
No. Like a sniper, sort of.
Sniper search?
Military sniper type dude.
Okay.
Anyway, there are also, of course, Mega Man Battle Network 3, 1, 5, and 6 teams. The BN3 team is Annihilation. They have some very interesting epilogues, but they are unfortunately very slow with updates.
So in your world, what's an epilogue?
Epilogues, sorry. Epilogues are the works of fan fiction that they put up on their site to be epilogues. Do you get it? That's the name. Epilogues to the games.
Yes. Prologues precede a story. Epilogues are at the end of a story.
Which is why we don't have those.
You could have a prologue. It could be a time travel thing.
No. Anyway.
I like time travel.
There used to be a Battle Network 1 team, but they also disbanded.
See, I'm back.
What?
Time travel.
Moving on.
Yes.
Anyway, and no one has taken their place yet, so...
I see.
Apparently they were such a good team that no one wants to take their place.
So you have slots available.
No.
Yes.
What?
Slots.
Of?
You have them available.
I don't.
You don't?
No.
Okay, I'm confused now. Just in case you're wondering.
Okay.
You know, we're just about out of time.
Okay.
Do you have anything to wrap it up, or are you still in the process, or where are you at?
Yes.
I see.
I suppose I could mention that I am in the process of hopefully joining an original series team.
The original series of Star Trek?
No.
I like that.
Mega Man, the original series. Classic. The original.
Oh, yeah, I like that cartoon.
No.
No?
No.
Not even the cartoon?
That cartoon sucked.
I liked it.
Yeah, great. It was completely wrong.
Well, I still liked it.
A, Mega Man has no muscles. He is a robot. He does not need them. B, he is only 4 feet tall, not 5 foot whatever he was in the cartoon. C, his arm cannon is on both his right and left arm, not only his left. D, you have to defeat a robot master to obtain their master weapon, unlike in the cartoon show. E, Proto Man is not evil, etc., etc., etc. I could go on for another whole episode.
Well, but see, Mega Man in that cartoon, not Mega Man, the dog, Rush, could turn into a platform.
Rush Jet.
Yes, whatever. And Roll, who was his sister, was kind of cute for a cartoon character.
She was, of course, nothing like the real Roll, since the cartoon was nothing like the real Mega Man.
Well, we digress. Anyway, the point is that we're just about out of time.
Right.
So, what's your final word for the 100th podcast?
Is that your final answer?
Final, not final, but historic, commemorative 100th podcast.
What?
Well said. Okay, well,
say that quite a lot around him.
Yes. Don't forget to get your official commemorative 100th podcast cup.
I get one of those for free?
Coffee cup. You don't drink coffee. You don't need one if you don't drink coffee, unless you want to put it on the shelf and go, dude, I have a Dr. Bill commemorative cup.
Yeah.
Dated with today's date.
Right. He's gone mad with power. We don't mind him.
Not power, sentimentality. I'm very sentimental about my 100th podcast. That's a lot of podcasts. Over 2 years worth of podcasts. Okay, he's giving me a dirty look. I guess it's time
to
phase on out of here. Yes, indeed, the official Game Master segment with the official Game Master segment background music. There you go. All right. Well, we're running very long on the blog, but we just had so much that we wanted to share. So we'll get right into this week's items. And, of course, that would include... I pushed the wrong button. Isn't it amazing that I can push the wrong button and you wouldn't even know it because I don't even have the volume up? There you go!
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
Yes, it is.
TechPodcasts.com.
It's here. Segue button on in Pod Producer and it played the next one. You remember how I did that once before? Isn't that weird how it does that? Anyway, never mind. Let's talk about the Geek Software of the Week. This week's Geek Software of the Week is Spyware Terminator. Yes, there are so many spyware programs out there. Some of them are evil and give you spyware instead of taking it away. So you've got to watch what you're doing when you look at spyware. Historically, I have recommended Adaware, which actually I still do. It's still a good program. And Spybot Search and Destroy, another good program. But this one is nice in that it does so many things so very well. Spyware Terminator integrates with ClamWin Antivirus. So you can actually use this as both your spyware eliminator and your antivirus solution. ClamWin Antivirus is an open source antivirus program. The problem with it is, it's a great antivirus, but the problem with it is it only will detect a virus when you run it. Okay, in other words, it doesn't have auto-detection, which is kind of an important thing for an antivirus, so that's kind of a bummer. But Spyware Terminator takes the ClamWin antivirus, integrates it in Spyware Terminator, and it runs in the background all the time, and so it checks for spyware and viruses at the same time. How cool is that? But you have to activate it. You have to activate the ClamWin portion, so don't forget to do that. Alrighty. Next item. Remember the SCO lawsuit? Santa Cruz operation? SCO decided to sue, claiming that there were elements of Unix in Linux, and therefore they were trying to destroy Linux. Well, the joke, of course, is on them. We knew this was going to happen. Turns out they never owned Unix copyrights. It's still owned by Novell. Novell has proven to the satisfaction of the court that they are the ones that own Unix copyrights. Therefore, SCO never owned it, never had the right to sue. Of course, the whole thing was totally bogus, and now they will die an appropriate flaming death. Ha 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 ha. Gotta love that. All right, next item. Microsoft releases tons of updates this week. Yes, indeed. Patch Tuesday this past week was a big one. Second largest in 2007, in fact, had all kinds of holes they were trying to patch. You know, it's kind of like a ship that's leaking and you keep sticking your finger in the holes trying to stop the flow of water and you just can't because it's such a rotten operating system. So there you go, Microsoft. And then finally, the official Dr. Bill 100th podcast commemorative mug. Remember to enter our contest. They are $12.99 normally. We're giving away two of them for free. All you got to do is click on the Enter the Contest link right there at the top of the blog page under 100th Podcast Commemorative Mug, and you will be able to enter that contest to get your official mug. Get the picture of the doctor right there on it, the cartoon image with the tongue sticking out, and the header and the 100th Podcast Commemorative August 18th date right on the mug. And when you take it to work and drink your coffee, people will go, what in the world is that? Yeah, pretty cool stuff. All right, well, I tell you what, it's been a strange and furry 100th episode podcast, and you knew it had to be strange and furry, given that it was a Dr. Bill podcast. So we'll slide on out of here. Remember, until next time, the doctor is out of here.